Hi, I'm W.C. Beck, and you're listening to That Much Further West podcast.
Great-granddad broke up rocks in the light of day. He wore out shovels for the WPA and waited all night in a long soup line day. He said it weren't no way to live when the only thing you earn is in defeat. Well, poor man, what can you do? Said to work all your life and hope someday the Lord saves you. Steel mills from the age of 14, turning coal and iron into towers of flame, but he never slowed down till his ticker gave out on him. And I know he built this land on the backs of 10 million others just like him. So poor man, what can you do? Save the world all your life and hope someday the Lord saves you. These hills a quarter century, raising pigs and cattle and corn and beans, till a man in a suit came and took it away. He said, son, find something you love, and don't you ever let anything get in the way. Well, poor man, what can you do? Save the world all your life and hope someday the Lord saves you. On my life just to make my keep. I picked up shifts when a man's supposed to sleep, but I heard every last word my papa spoke. So I sing all across this land, and I'm happy as a clam, even though I'm broke. Well, poor man, what can you do? Set to work all your life and hope someday the Lord saves you. Yeah, baby, poor man, what can you do? All good work, all your life, and hope someday the Lord saves you.
Welcome back to That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Mike.
I'm Phil.
And with us in the helm, we got W.C. Beck. Welcome.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, man. Good. So good to see you guys.
Yeah,
good to be here.
Thanks for coming in, man. We really appreciate it. We heard you were back in town. Thanks for reaching out to us. We are so happy to have you down here.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So you got a new record coming out here pretty soon. What's the story?
I do. Yeah, I've got... actually, I have two new albums that I'm almost done with. So one that I started working about a year ago on with my buddy... who's a great singer-songwriter in Brooklyn named Justin Wilcox. And it's like a super lo-fi record at his place. And then I have this other project that I've been working on more recently, which is a full band, like much more higher-produced record. And that's the one that I have like a Kickstarter project going now. And so just one of those weird things where two totally different projects that are happening to finish up at the same time. So stoked to be back in town playing some songs from each and seeing old friends and lots of familiar faces, so it's fun.
So, played a couple shows already before tonight. So,
yeah.
Who are you playing with? Where at?
So, I played with Woodbrain last week. Did the Woodbrain Happy Hour, which is a lot of fun, like an all blues soul set. Then did a really fun show last Sunday with Wander Lodge and Lindsay Feathers had put together a group that backed me up, played a lot of new songs. And then Monday night did the old PCU happy hour down at the Thirst. And tomorrow night have a show at the Laurel Thirst, which is going to be really fun. It's Portland Country Underground. And then PCU is going to back up me and my cousin Darren on our band Meridian, and then also back me up on like most of the songs off this new album. So it's going to be a fun night.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Glorious. And playing in the studio, tell us about recording the new record and the local guys playing on it.
Yeah, so I'm working with these two great producers, Miles Turney and Joel Arno, and they've worked with some really big names in New York. And so I've been able to record at these great studios, but get at the like buddy rate, which is, you know, very difficult to do in New York, which has been amazing. And got connected to them through my good friend, who's a great songwriter, Jason Miles Goss. And so it's fun. Like, the guys that I put together for the studio band are all guys that I met through Jason and through these guys. And so it's been a fun thing to throw together a band, do a studio album, and have a lot of production help. Like, both Miles and Joel have been really active on, like, helping the record go where it can go. So it's been fun.
Right on.
Chris, do you want to play us something?
Yeah, I'd love to. I think I'll do, let's see, I'll do a little song here from the new album. This one's called Steelbird.
Sunset on the Atlantic, on a steelbird flying east. Got a head full of dreams, a heart full of hope. See the young man standing in a tunnel, not knowing where it might lead, not knowing what's outside or what he's got deep inside that he ain't seen. A picture of me, wild and free, 'cause there might not be trumpets to play or bright lights to guide the way. There might not be you came and live for a while. I'm gonna run until I can. I'm gonna fly until I fall. Home run, not every girl can be the one. Oh, but when you're down in the trenches, friend, you find out where you're from and what you become, and then you dream along. 'Cause there might not be trumpets to play or bright lights to guide the way. There might not be a mountain your name. Oh, but Lord, let them know that you came. Statues making gods of men, they just to keep on shining that chrome. I spend my nights worrying about these puzzles that won't leave me. I keep finding clues in everything I do. The answers bring the questions to me. Baby, what will I do without you? 'Cause there might not be trumpets to play or bright lights to guide the way.
nice.
Nice song, Chris.
Yeah. Thank you.
Where do I donate?
Well, you can, yeah, got a Kickstarter project that's live right now for the album to help fund it. And it's on Kickstarter. You can just search for W.C. Beck. The name of the album is First Flight. So pretty easy to find on Kickstarter if you can do a search. And it runs till March 31st. So
nice. Beautiful. Great tune.
Get on there and donate,
yeah.
Folks.
Right on. Yeah.
Your songwriting process, is it something you got? Does a melody go through your head and then there's lyrics, or is it vice versa? What, how does it work for you?
Thanks for stealing.
You got a lot of songs. You're welcome.
You know, it's funny when I started out writing songs, it was kind of, it would come at the same time. Uh-huh. And then as time's gone on, I would say most of the time, probably like 70% of the time, the melody comes first, then comes the lyric.
Yeah.
But oftentimes there will also, that other 30% of the time, you'll get this weird thing where it's like, you just get this simple turn of a phrase you hear on the subway or somebody walking down the street that just makes you think about something, and then that a lyrical thing takes it. So I don't know, it's kind of a weird, it's always like, it's like a hurtling train of creativity, and sometimes sure. You just have to like stop everything and like try to harness this crazy beast and like yeah. put down as much as you can before it passes. So yeah. sometimes it just comes at you different ways.
You might have been the first person to whistle on this podcast.
Yeah,
I think
it
right?
definitely was.
Right,
yeah.
It was some good whistling.
Exceptional whistling. Yeah,
thank you.
What I mean, like, was there what came to your mind too to think to yourself, right? Like, I'm gonna whistle on this part here, right? Is it kind of like a guitar solo of some sorts, or?
It's, you know, it's funny. So you guys know I was here in Portland for a long time. I was here for about 7 years, and was lucky to play with, you know, a lot of really great musicians, great bands, and then I moved to Paris to do a grad school program, and all of a sudden I'm like. Still gigging, but, you know, starting over in, like, a much bigger city and playing solo. And so I'm sitting in my, like, little apartment in Paris and just, like, hearing all these parts. You're like, oh, man, Louis would have played that. Or, like, Lipkin would have done this. And you're like, and all I have is, like, harmonicas or whistling. And so I was just, like, started whistling a lot when I was playing live. And, yeah, it was fun. Awesome. Yeah.
Right on. Tell me how the move to New York has been treating you and how that's kind of affected, you know, how the music is turning out now.
Totally. No, it's been a really cool thing. I've been in New York now for a little over 2 years, and it's great to have gone from Portland to like a much larger city in Paris, and now a much larger city in New York. And so in each of those places, you have to try to find your community. But New York's, you know, it's crazy. It's fun. You're surrounded by people all the time, people that are from very different parts of the world, and there's always lots of interesting things happening. And so, like, there's no shortage of, you know, songwriting fodder. And the city also lets you know when you're doing really well and when you're doing really poorly. And so, like, there's plenty of... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where are you from originally?
From Kansas originally. Okay. I was born in KC and then grew up just north of Wichita. So, yeah, and moved out here in 2006.
And you have a cousin, Darren Craig, who... has deep ties to the Portland scene here and was a guest here just 3 episodes ago.
Yeah.
The great Darren Craig from Jextra.
Yeah, so Darren and I grew up just down the street from each other, and he's one of my biggest musical influences. Like, he's 8 years older than me, and growing up, you know, he was like the cousin that could do no wrong, that awesome, like, older brother kind of a figure. And when he moved out here and started Jextra, it was hugely influential on me. And, so it was a big reason why I moved out here.
Excellent. Let's play another song.
Sure. That
you guys have piled in here. Looks like we got Rolling Hills.
Yeah.
From Sapling.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak to that?
Sure. Yeah. It's a good, it's a nice segue since asking me about growing up in Kansas. This tune's about, I wrote it about my move from Kansas to Oregon and kind of, you know, re-envisioning the life of maybe like a fish swimming out west and like a lot of symbolism. But yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, I think it talks about a lot of the changes that we go through, no matter if they're literal or figurative journeys you take. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Here we go.
When I was young, the rolling hills I'm from, like sleeping giants lay under skies that stretch for days. I grew up quick and filled my mind with all that fit to till I felt my skin change into something strange and slick. Before the summer had turned to fall, and my pond had grown too small, and I knew it was time to heed the wild river's call. So I swam west to where the rivers come to rest at the mouth of the sea, where the sky falls in sheets. I grew up there, though it felt like growing old, for the current's fast and deep, so the water's always cold. And as autumn reached its end, I felt my scales change to fin, and I learned, oh, what it means to start again. And oh, 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 the days grow long as I think about how far I've gone. It's a morning sky on fire, or a night alone, when that old song takes me back home. 'Cause running around ain't forever, it just makes sure that you don't stay too long. Is a part of those hills that I swam like hell from. For that's where my dreams hung upon the moonbeams, and I suppose I'll get there someday, but it's always upstream. And as winter melts away, I see my pond lies just the same, and I know deep below my skin something has changed. And oh, them days grow long as I think about how far I've gone. 'Cause it's a morning sky. Takes me back home. 'Cause running around ain't forever, it just makes sure that you don't stay too long.
Chris, great song.
Thank you.
Thank you. I did not realize until you walked in earlier, you 8 records under your belt already?
Yeah. This will be
fantastic.
These will be 9 and 10 when they're done.
Wow.
So it's going to be fun. It's first record was in 2002, and then up to last one, though, was with PCU in 2013. So it's been a moment since I've released the record. So I'm excited.
Excellent.
Overdue.
Yeah, you should totally be happy about that.
Yeah. Excellent. It was, you know, it was a thing. When I moved out here, that was the, because I was in college, I put out 3 records out, but it was always that secondary, tertiary thing. And so I was like, I'm going to go to Portland and just do music all the time. And so it's fun. Wrote a lot and put out a lot. So
when most people are in college, they can't do anything but party and barely make it to class. You're putting out records.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just put out two or three in college. You know, it's cool. Don't worry about it. It's a good thing.
Where did you go to college, Chris?
Went to KU, University of Kansas.
Right on.
In Lawrence.
Right on.
Yeah. My Jayhawks are playing tomorrow. Yeah. First round of the tourney. Can't wait.
I can't believe it's already starting up.
I know.
Again.
It's crazy.
Yeah, all day long. That's all I watched.
Yeah.
Basketball.
I was supposed to be working, but no. But you're just like, not. We don't want the upset to be our team. It's like a funny thing.
So. Don't
want to
be the first 16-1.
Oh, God. Please, no. Yeah.
Yeah, tis the season, right?
Yeah, seriously.
So they go tomorrow night?
Yeah.
That would be last Friday.
Yeah,
for our
listeners. Once this post, they've already
on St. Patrick's Day.
Let's just hope they're not out already. Right. They made it through, made it to the second weekend.
Exactly. Hopefully, I still got a smile on my face.
Yeah,
y'all know when he shows up too.
Yeah,
love it.
Hey, Chris, would you like to play us another one, please?
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent.
Let's see.
Do you got going on here?
I'm gonna do one. So I mentioned there's a couple projects I'm working on, and I'm gonna play a song. This is from. The other album I'm working on right now that with my friend Justin, this is a song called Face Comber. When you wake up in the morning, you're feeling broke down. You're looking for answers in the eyes all around you when you lie to yourself just to make it through the day. Oh, before you give up, won't you look my way, pretty baby? Well, hard falls and hangovers hurt so much more as you grow a little older, a little farther from the floor. And when your days all seem lost, your nights are even worse, won't you turn to me when it really starts to hurt? And I'll be the sun after the storm. I'll be a harbor safe. Cause you're the moon and the stars in my sky, and we both have some light left to give. When time's just love that we live, no, there's nothing that I wouldn't do for you, my baby blue. Comb thin hair, but you just can't comb that face. And when your heart's all used up, your eyes are on the floor, won't you call me up when you just can't take any more? And I'll be the sun after the storm. I'll be a harbor safe. Cause you're the moon and the stars in my sky, and we both have some light left to give. When time's just the love that we live, no, there's nothing that I wouldn't do for you, my baby blue.
voice.
Thank you.
Fantastic very song. Nice. Thank you very much.
What a nice group we've got here in the helm tonight, too,
yeah,
huh?
Thanks for being here,
thanks for coming out,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. Chris, you're a huge draw, apparently. <Right
on. laughs> You may not be able to hear that on the podcast, but there's like tens of people here, at least.
Exactly. It's like a presidential inauguration around here.
Jesus. Oh. Yeah.
Snippity.
Yeah, just nobody take any pictures and we'll be fine. Great.
Yep, I snuck it in there, that's for sure.
It's great.
Fuck him. Not our guest, of course.
You know he listens, right?
I know. He's our number one fan.
He's going to tweet about it tonight.
Yeah, he's going to tweet about the fact that...
Oh, man.
Sorry. We all... There's a lot of feelings down
here.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So much pent-up rage.
Somebody should write songs about it. Yeah. Hey. I know the guy.
Well, as I was watching the election, I just went, oh, man, punk rock is going to rule for the next 4 years.
Yeah. I think it will eventually. I think everyone's still kind of in that state of like
shock.
Yeah, still shock. I was talking about this today. It's like I think it takes a little bit of distance before you can start to actually write about it. It's like I think everyone's still kind of in this like PTSD, like, oh shit, this is really happening. Like, oh boy, okay. And you get past that point, you can actually start putting pen to paper. So
there's another record coming on the way.
Yeah.
Two, I meant three records. I'm sorry. Hey, Chris, was the guitar your first instrument?
No, I started out playing piano as a young kid. That was my first instrument. Yeah. And then started singing in choirs.
We have one behind you.
Oh, no.
You want to play.
It's happened before.
I was very tempted. So piano was the first thing. Sang in choirs growing up, so I had like a lot of classical training in both of those areas. And then played violin from like age, I guess like 6th till... through early part of high school, and then switched to upright bass. So I had like a big classical and like jazz background, and then guitar wasn't until I was like about 13, 14. So
were your folks musical? I mean, it sounds like they got you right into it.
Yeah, my dad's dad, my grandpa on my dad's side, was actually a composer and a conductor. And so I got exposed to a lot of classical music as a young kid, and definitely had, I was terrified of him as a young boy because I remember playing piano or like singing, and it was just like it was right or it was wrong. And I was like, okay, you know, like your hand position was wrong. Or like, okay, like it was kind of a cool thing to have that like really attentive, you know, instruction at a really young age. And then when I finally like broke free of that and started writing songs, it was like had a good basis, you know, so sure. Could make it my own.
Right on. What was the radio like in Newton, Kansas when you were in high school?
You know, for a hot second there, we had a really cool radio station that would like they'd take any requests. And I was getting into like really weird stuff with like, you know, my first bandmates, and so we'd call in like all these like weird like Roxy music things, and they'd play it, and you're like, it's like you could do like really fun stuff. But you know, just terrible top 40 everything. You know, like there was one good classic country radio station, but. Nice. KFDI, and they'd do like the feed reports. You know, you'd have like you're like, and corn's at $1.93, and he's like, and then like, and here's a Waylon Jennings song. Yeah. He's like, all right,
yes.
Like,
here's Barbara Mandrell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. Got to get my South futures and
yeah. This would be a great segue to talk about your influence songs here.
Yeah, for sure.
So obviously the classical was coming up as you were growing up, and then where did it start to change where you're hearing things that you're like, oh my God, this is blowing my mind?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So actually the tune that's coming up was, I remember, so Darren Craig, my cousin, was on tour with this kind of awesome string band super group. So there was Jack Straw and Foghorn String Band, and they kind of put together most everybody from those bands to form another band called Pig Iron. And they were on this wild tour. It was 1998, 99. And they went to the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival in Winfield, Kansas. And I got to...
How old were you, Chris?
I was 13 or 14. And, you know, I'd played in guitar for about maybe a year, year and a half. But I was, you know, like I said, classically trained on all these other instruments. And then I camped with these guys for a weekend when they were just playing like old time string band music. And I'd gotten into jazz, and these guys were, it was amazing to see some guys like David Pugh, who, you know, is classically trained at Berklee and in school of music and is an amazing musician, and Caleb Clotter and John Neufeld and Darren Craig and Jesse Whitlers, and just like, and then Mary Flower sat in as well. I'm like 14 and I'm like just watching these, you know, legends play. And I mean, it just blew my mind. I was like, I'm not doing music as I thought music was ever again. And that was like, that's when I started writing my own songs. That's when I started writing stuff that, and playing more like Americana, country roots, folk music. And yeah, huge influence on me. So, and this tune is actually, this Caleb Clotter tune is a song that he wrote while on that tour. And you'll hear it says, Newton Town, I'll sing the blues for you. He's going through a rough patch and singing about Newton, Kansas. So anyway, kind of a cool thing.
Excellent. Well, here it is.
Oh, now if you're going down to New Orleans, baby, won't you take me with you? Oh, now I can't stand sitting around wondering what it is that you do. Oh, it seems the way that you talk to me ain't like the way he used to. Oh, now things round here don't straighten out. Gonna buy myself some new shoes. I'm gonna walk away from your heart. I'm gonna sing my way back home. Do-do-do-do. All night Louisiana and Baton Rouge, Newton Town to sing the blues to you. Oh, I said I'd call you on the telephone, I find out you're not all alone, I'm blue. Oh, I said I'd walk on down to the five and dime, I buy some shoes, start looking fine today. Oh, now I got my head up high and I never cry, gonna carry on that way. I'm gonna walk away from your heart. I'm gonna sing my way back home. I'm gonna walk away from your heart. I'm gonna sing my way back home. Do, do, do.
Great song. We love Caleb. He's so much fun.
Yeah, he's great.
Super nice dude, too. Great story.
Yep. Good old Mr. Cloud.
Yep. Hey, we'd love to just go right into the rest of your influences, too, since we're on the subject here, too. So you want to talk about your Boris song and your Bob Dylan song?
Sure, yeah.
The French song?
Yeah.
Whatever
that. Please do.
Whatever that says.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one was so I grew up in Newton, Kansas, a small town. And
that's it, too.
Yeah. It's close.
Okay.
Yeah. That was good. That was good.
That was good.
Le Déserto.
Le Déserto.
Yeah. But this was a. So I started taking French in middle school and then stuck with it. And French has kind of been the main thing I've done as a career outside of music. And lived in France for about 3 years altogether. And I heard this song in early college, and it's a really amazing song. It's this guy, Boris Vian, was, he's like the definition of like this crazy Renaissance man. He was a film director, a writer, an actor, you know, wrote screenplays, did all these different things. And then he was, ran around with Jean-Paul Sartre and Simone de Beauvoir. And, but his whole thing was, he's like, I'm a novelist. Like, I'm none of these other things. I'm a novelist. And anyway, but he was a great musician and he wrote a ton of tunes. And this song is like his one, like, super protest song. And it's during the Algerian War. It's a soldier who writes a letter to the president saying, hey man, I'm done with this war. I'm not going to fight to kill, you know, people that didn't do anything to me, you know, like, I'm not going to go to some foreign country and kill them just because you told me to. And it's a super intense song that actually was banned from French radio for like 40 years. And it just was one of those things where heard this thing, and as I was learning French, it just, you know, kind of blew my mind. And then when I lived in France, like during the Bush administration, I played this song, and it was like kind of this wild, you know, thing. So it's a huge, been a huge influence on me.
This one's going out to Muhammad Ali. Said the same thing.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, we're going to play that song right now, and then we're going to just roll right into your Bob Dylan song. You want to speak to that at all? Abandoned
yeah.
Love?
This is a, oh man, I think this is like one of the most amazing, like, kind of send off, you know, love songs of just, and it was an unreleased tune. It's like, it's such a great groove. It was, this is one of those many things. He recorded this during the Desire sessions and didn't release the best song from the album. And so it's like, it's amazing.
Well, that's saying something,
yeah. Right?
Yeah. A couple of really good songs.
There's
on
some
that
great
record.
Songs on that, but I don't know. This one always stands out to me as my,
awesome.
As my favorite. So.
Love it.
That's great. Great story. Here we go.
Enjoy.
Monsieur le Président, je vous fais une lettre que vous lirez peut-être si vous avez le temps. Je viens de recevoir mes papiers militaires pour partir à la guerre avant mercredi soir. Monsieur le Président, je ne veux pas la fête, je ne suis pas sur terre pour tuer des pauvres gens. C'est pas pour vous fâcher, il faut que je vous dise, ma décision est prise, je m'en vais déserter. Depuis que je suis né, j'ai vu mourir mon père, j'ai vu partir mes frères et pleurer mes enfants. Ma mère a tant souffert qu'elle est dedans sa tombe et se moque des bombes et se moque des vers. Quand j'étais prisonnier, on m'a volé ma femme, on m'a volé mon âme et tout mon cher passé. Demain de bon matin, je fermerai ma porte au nez des années mortes, j'irai sur les chemins. Je mentirai ma vie sur les routes de France, de Bretagne en Provence, et je dirai aux gens, refusez d'obéir, refusez de la faire, n'allez pas à la guerre, refusez de partir. S'il faut donner son sang, allez donner le vôtre. Vous
vous êtes bon apôtre, Monsieur le Président. Si vous me poursuivez, prévenez vos gendarmes que je n'aurai pas d'armes et qu'ils pourront tirer.
Moon is rising.
You know, sometimes I wonder if we shouldn't do this in a bar.
Well, we are in the bar.
We ran out of songs. I'm like, yeah, this will be my ninth album. And granted, it's only one album of music. I've just released 8 different ways.
No. Great idea.
So how long are you in town for? As you're drinking your beer.
Yeah, I got here about a week ago, and I'm taking off on Sunday. So about 10 days. So it's been great.
Excellent.
Really nice to be back.
Yeah, thanks for squeezing us in, man.
Of course,
it's a really
thanks
a lot
for
of fun.
Me. This
yeah,
is
a real
an
pleasure.
Honor. It's been great.
Yeah.
Right on. We going to get you to do another tune for us?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'd like to invite a friend over to sing with me on this one. So this is another song from the album, the upcoming album. A song called The Long Way Home. And I'm going to have my friend Anna Hoon sing some background vocals with me. And after a little drink of beer, it goes like this. This mountain, I'm searching for something that I cannot hold. And up in my mind, I'm hoping to find something I cannot know. Well, I take the long way home to see how far I've gone. How much there still is to know. Far from the place I was born and raised, I find myself searching for a home, and further along, that old country song's gonna call me back to all I've known. Well, I take the long way home to see how far I've gone and how much there still is to know. After all this time, there's still one thing etched in my mind, just a passing phrase, may you live your days, my child. Heartbeat, the rhythm of this song for you. And close to me, I pray, sweet mama, you'll stay so that I might grow old with you. Well, I take the long way home to see how far we've gone and how much there still is to know. Yeah, we'll take the long way home to see how far we've gone and how much there still is to know. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Anna.
Yeah, thank you, Anna.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Beautiful song. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
So where can we find out more about you, WC?
Yeah. So the like I said before, the Kickstarter project is live right now. So if you go to Kickstarter.com and search for WC Beck, and the album name is First Flight, that's a good way to find it. Also have all my stuff on Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes. So if you have to, it's Spotify is terrible. You have to do W period C period yeah, sure. Beck. So like it won't do just the initials. So word of the wise, do that, because otherwise I'm pretty much impossible to find if you don't do that. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for being here. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
I want to give a quick shout out. We got a gift bag for you. We got Secret Aardvark Hot Sauce.
Awesome. It's my
favorite. We've got Jeremy Wilson has the Jeremy Wilson Foundation. We have some stuff from him from the last... Excuse me, The Next Waltz.
Yeah.
We've got some gifts for you from there. Fluff and Gravy, who is in the house.
Yeah.
What's up, Gravy? we got a bunch of music from their label to pass off to you. And
Cloud City.
Cloud City Gardens. Yeah.
Awesome.
So there's a little something to send you up to the clouds with.
Perfect.
So, and I want to thank all of them. Thank you so much for supporting us. I hope we support you guys back in the same way. As always, we want to tell you guys, go see live music. And when people like Chris come into town, please go see him. Please support. It's a ton of fun. It's what we're all about. And, man, we couldn't be happier that you came by. Thank you so much.
Hey, pleasure's all mine. Thanks so much for all you guys do to help support local music and spread the word about things. So.
Yeah, we got one more song from Chris, don't we?
Yeah, Atchison Train.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a story about that?
Yeah. This is... Oh, the stories. Now, this is actually kind of a funny one. So, we talked about like some French songs before, and it's funny. Living in France was actually the first time I started writing country songs. Because growing up in Kansas, as I mentioned, there was like a classic country radio, but most of the stuff you heard was just like the terrible, you know, top 40 like, in quotation marks country music, and you know, I hated that stuff, and so. I just never, anytime when somebody would say to me, oh man, you kind of have like a little country thing, I was like, nah. But it was funny when I moved to France in 2004, I was in this pretty rural area, but the concept of the state of Kansas to someone in rural France was just like, you must be the most like backwoods, like hick, like ever. And so, I mean, I seriously got asked all the time if I took a horse to the airport, if there was an airport, if I had to like how anything. I was like, no man, it's like 2004, like there's a lot of, you know, we have a life like you guys do. But you get to a point where you've refuted that enough that, like, there was, my granddad always used to say, never let the truth get in the way of a good story, you know. And so I just finally like, yeah, whatever, you know, I'm a total cowboy, you know, and just like started owning it. And that's when I first started writing these country songs. Funny, you had to go to France to learn how to write a country song. But I, this song was actually this crazy nightmare I had repeatedly as a young kid, where I had this dream that some guy came and just like smoked my whole family, and then I spent the rest of my life searching for this guy, and I have a very vivid image of this guy. And when I was trying to like conjure up things to write about, I was like, man, that was like 5 years where I had this crazy, you know, dream, and I hadn't thought about it for 20 years, and then this song came up. So it's kind of like, you know, murdery murder ballad from something that was weird and traumatizing as like a 5-year-old kid. So anyway,
so we're going out on that note.
I do children's birthday parties, yeah, bar mitzvahs, right, you know, right. Weddings, make whatever it, you guys would like.
It's like that scene in Great Outdoors when Dan Aykroyd's talking to his kids.
Yeah, exactly. Just like freaking them out. Yeah. So sweet dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The 12th album coming out is a children's record. Yeah. we're giving you record ideas left and right. We better get props, by the way.
That's great.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, partially written already.
Chris, real pleasure.
Yeah, guys,
WC
so
Beck, everybody. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Enjoy.
When I was young, less than five,
I had the same dream each and every night. A shadowed face laid my world away. When I was young, less than five, well, a man in black, you changed my life. A silver six gun, yeah, he rode at night. He killed my kin and made me watch him die. A man in black, it changed my life. My will, all the world's charms I could not feel. That aching hole deep in my heart, I grew up quick against my will. Oh, well, my heart was fire and my nerve was ass. The money was good and the women were nice. I killed every man who made me tell him twice. My heart was fire, oh, and my nerve was ass. Atchison train, I spied that gun. I put three holes in him before the coward could run. I shot him three more times in the Kansas sun.